Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So, DC Love, tell everyone about you.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, empath, Reiki master and teacher, as well as being a radio host. And I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But my connection with Joan is really special because she left this beautiful door open, and others have walked through it, and it has given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. I feel that it's really provided me with the ability to relate and work variety of people. Prior to this life-changing work that I can't imagine not doing, I had a background in law enforcement. I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but I feel more importantly, love is what we all are, and this is the force that I now belong to, and it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from Magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and all sessions with me are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom and you'll find pictures of us and Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. And mine will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around the website. There's lots of information there, lots of things that I've experienced. It may be just what you're looking for. All right, now we will start to hear the messages that we are going to get for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing I have, Barbara, I was guided to read this beautiful little prayer, and it's entitled A Prayer for a Fresh Start, and it was written by Tracy Quad. Angel Metatron, you are the all-powerful guardian of all possibilities to come. You hold the promise that overbrings countless paths of what if I try this instead and do it. With your guidance and wisdom, may I see each stop sign or apparent roadblock as a green light for new adventure and a step in the right direction. Please nudge me to move from now what to what's next. And please remind me that changes are commas, not periods. Way stations in which to read the map, refuel, buy some snacks, use the restroom, and then once again, take to the road to where we want to be. Sometimes we hit rock bottom because there's nowhere to go but upward. On our way up, we are bound to meet our best path along the way. Imagine the possibilities when the slate before you is clean, full of nothing but opportunities, and the promise of something better developing from all you've learned on your way down. So that was a little prayer, Barbara, and I just thought it was so cute. And the next thing I have a little channeled message that, believe it or not, as we got off the show on Tuesday, this little message came through. My beloved, I understand you because I know you as God created you. Your potential is unlimited. Let love be the force that propels you into the world. Expect things to happen, and they will. Take a moment right now, breathe deeply, and exhale all the cares to heaven. Fill your heart with faith and trust in God's infinite wisdom and love. Every situation is an opportunity to learn an important life lesson. Look not upon the situation as a problem. Instead, see it as a learning experience that will help you grow. Answer to every question, what would love do? At this time, I ask that you open your heart to both sending and receiving love. Stay positive. You will attract loving solutions. Change your life by first changing your thoughts. And rest assured, whatever is taking place at this moment is only temporary. Good is coming your way. Live in your God space and events will become blessings. I love you, Jesus. Now, the next thing that I have, is Archangel Uriel was coming through, and today being Thursday is a perfect day for him to give a message because Archangel Uriel is the angel that he presides over Thursday. So Archangel Uriel's name means God is my light, and he is also known as the angel of wisdom. He's the archangel that oversees the earth. And here's a little message that he brought forward. Greetings, beloved ones. I, Archangel Uriel, come before you today to help heal all areas of your life that are in need of healing, as well as finding solutions and bringing peace to situations where there are problems or challenges as you will understand why situations occurred in your life, bringing you clarity and resolutions. As you are receiving this message, I am also helping you to release anything that has been a burden of you. I will provide intuitive guidance to help you heal body, mind, and spirit. I will help you also to discover God's wisdom. You can call upon me when you need to make decisions that you can rely upon, as well as trying to resolve conflict, or even if there happens to be anxiety, please call upon me. I will light the way with wisdom and love, and I will accompany you on the path of enlightenment. Beloved, able to help you in so many areas of your life. I am the guardian of the elements of earth, and I will help you to have a stronger connection to the earth, as well as helping you to remain grounded. I am with you as well to empower you so that you are able to go forth and shine your light upon the world. If you do not have a clear understanding of circumstances in your life, call upon me, and I will bring awareness as well as helping you to have trust in the divine plan. I ask that you embrace the wisdom that I provide, as well, I will help to purify your emotions, helping you to shift into a higher consciousness. If you are in need of inspiration, call upon me. Start today and consciously connect with me. My love and protection are always with you. Today, be open to receiving the flame of God, bringing renewal and rebirth, like a phoenix rising out of the ashes, receiving God's grace, strengthened by the flames of your fire. Be still and reflect upon the peace that engulfs the flames of your heart. Let go of all that is holding you back and go forth knowing with God, I am that I am. That I am is always with you. Beloved ones, your soul is evolving on your spiritual path. And I am Archangel Uriel. And then I had gotten another little message. Archangel Raphael saying, you know, there's no better time than right now to start making those healthy choices. But the healthy choices should be more than just the physical. Archangel Raphael was about making those choices for our body, our mind, and our soul. And that, you know, brings perfect balance. And the angels are with us, and Archangel, you know, Raphael and the other healing angels are with us, and they're going to help us align, you know, with, like you said, with the body, mind, and soul. And it's best when we, you know, we choose to have positive, loving thoughts first. And it really sets precedence to really, you know, to really go forward and have that perfect balance. So Archangel, like you said, Raphael is with us too, Barbara, and he's asking that we all make healthy choices that are so needed. And those were the messages that I received for today.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, DC. Okay, so let's see what kind of message Jesus wants to give to us right now. Here we go. My beloved ones, everything seems to be changing. And we know that some of you are regularly praying to God to help you through these changes, to clear the things out that you see as being wrong, and to make everything right and perfect. And we want to let you know that everything is right and perfect. And it is changing so that it can become even better. These changes are not something you should be afraid of. They are not something you should run from. And they are not something that you should pray to have God take them away from you. These changes are part of the process that the whole world has to go through in order to wake up. And you are seeing that people are waking up. People are joining together more now than they have in many, many years. They are seeing that they have something to create, something to change, and they are willing to do that. We want you to step up and be a part of that change. And if there is a group that is joining together to create something wonderful and you feel that that something wonderful resonates with you, then please, by all means, join the group. We do ask that you be conscious of what you are doing. We don't want you to fight, because fighting gives energy to what you're fighting against. We want you to be successful in what you are doing. So we want you to join groups that are creating what they desire, not fighting against what they don't want, not telling you what's wrong with this person or that person or this law or whatever it is. We want people to join together to create. To create anew what they desire to experience in life. To create anew a world that is filled with love and freedom and peace. To create a whole new world. That is what it's all about. That is why you are here at this time. This is when you chose to live so that you can be part of this amazing evolution of the world. So if you find yourself stuck in that energy of complaining and this isn't working because that person said this and all of that turmoil, we ask that you take a moment and you just stop and you breathe. And check in with your heart to see what the best next step is for you. The next step that is going to help you to create what you desire and not put your energy back into what you don't want. But it's okay if you find yourself in that energy. It's part of the learning process. Don't beat yourself up about it. After all, you are here to experience life. And sometimes experiences have to be not wrong, but necessarily not in alignment with love before you actually pay attention to them. So everything's okay. Everything is perfect. The world is evolving. You are evolving. You are learning what you have come here to learn. And the more you open your heart to the love that is within you and to the lessons that you've already learned, to accepting that wisdom and incorporating it into your life, the faster the evolution of the world will be. Everything that is happening, make sure you take care of you first. Please always come from love. We are here for you. All us when you need us. We love you. Oh, okay.
Whew. That was beautiful, that, Barbara. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I know that last night I was going through Facebook, you know, going through the news feed, and oh, there were so many messages. I just would read one word and then I'd move to the next one because I could just feel the energy in those messages was not something I wanted to join in on.
Yeah.
But it's all part of the change, and so it's okay. And I still love all those people who are in that negativity. That's just where they are.
Yep.
Okay, well, we've come to the part of the show where if you are in the queue and you have a question or you would like a message, you can press 1 and raise your hand so that little symbol comes up. If you are in the chat room and you are logged in, you can just type your question. And if nobody does that, then the show will end very, very early. So, oh, because I don't see anybody raising a hand or typing in anything.
My goodness, it feels like one of those days, Barbara.
I know that my day is going to be incredibly busy and I don't know.
Well, I'm
just the way
in the Northeast. My day is going to be incredibly quiet because we have so much snow coming down right now, so I'll be just sitting here catching up on different things.
Oh, you've got snow.
We have.
How wonderful.
It's beautiful when it first comes down. It's like you know, everything is just like new, and it is beautiful to see.
Yeah.
And my little puppy, she doesn't know how to react. She's jumping up and down like a bunny rabbit through it, and it's like, oh, my goodness. She's eating it and running and rolling in it. It's so beautiful.
She's enjoying the snow. You should be doing that with her.
I did that last snow. I had no choice. Oh, my goodness. She pulled me down with her. The two of us are rolling all around. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, the angels want us to. Where we are, Barbara, I'm here, you know, in Pennsylvania where it's snowing, and I'm sure you have a beautiful sunny day where you are. They're asking us to all just to connect with our joy guides, you know? And just, you know, try something you haven't tried before. Try something new, you know? And, you know, and when you do, find that joy in the new. So I think
that's a good idea.
That's good advice. It is. Yeah. It is.
Well, wonderful. Now we have something to do today. Go more and more into joy, which is always a wonderful, wonderful way to live.
It is.
Okay. Well, I think we've gotten everything we're supposed to get today. So this will be one of our short shows. And we will be back next Tuesday. Today is Thursday, right? Yes, okay.
And so Ginger wants everybody to...
Go ahead.
Ginger wants everybody to just love themselves and appreciate who they are. And she's saying she's changing your name, Barbara. It's going to be DC and Barbara Love.
Well, you know, when I did this, which was an amazing experience, people kept saying that I was divine, and so I was thinking, okay, maybe divine is what I'm supposed to be adding to my name.
You know what? Maybe divine love. Oh, my gosh. Divine love. You certainly are.
Okay. Well, I will sit with that and see how it feels, and who knows? That may be my new name, Barbara Divine Love Grace Reynolds. That's quite a mouthful.
It doesn't get much better than that. She likes it. It's all she loves it. And you certainly are all of the above. My goodness.
Okay. Well, we'll see how it goes. Well, we appreciate everyone who listens and those of you who call in for messages and guidance. And we're back Tuesday to provide that for you. And we hope you have an absolutely wonderful weekend, no matter what the weather is like. And remember that you are loved. Thanks for listening, everybody. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.